Ghost Stories by H.G. Wells.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
The moth.
Probably you have heard of Hapley, the entomologist. If so, you know at least of the great feud between him and Professor Porkins. It was war to the knife. At times, the Royal Entomological Society meetings resembled nothing so much as the Chamber of Deputies. On the whole, I fancy Porkins was nearer the truth than Hapley. But in 1891, Porkins, whose health had been bad for some time, published some work upon the mesoblast of the death's head moth. What the mesoblast of the death's head moth may be does not matter a rap in the story. But the work was far below Porkins' usual standard, and gave Hapley an opening he had coveted for years. He rent Porkins to tatters in the form of a paper upon the development of moths in general, a paper which must have covered Porkins with shame. It was murderous in argument and utterly contemptuous in tone, an awful thing for the declining years of a man's career. The world of entomologists waited breathlessly for the rejoinder from Porkins. But the rejoinder from Porkins was to catch influenza, proceed to pneumonia, and die. It was perhaps as effectual a reply as he could make. There could be no reasonable doubt that the fret of the defeat had contributed to the death of Porkins. Hapley could not forgive Porkins for dying. For 20 years...